We begin tonight keeping them honest with new developments concerning the unproven allegations by five Republican members of Congress that the U.S. government is being infiltrated and subverted by radical jihadists, members of the Muslim Brotherhood. Now, we've reported on this numerous times over the last few weeks, and because we have, I've already had some people and groups start to point fingers at me and say I'm at best ignorant or naive and at worst aiding and abetting Muslim extremists. Now, for the record, unlike many of those who are making these accusations, I've actually interviewed members of the Muslim Brotherhood. I've seen radical Islamists up close in Afghanistan and Bosnia, Egypt, Somalia, Iraq, and elsewhere. I've seen the horrible things they've done overseas and in this country as well. In fact, later in the broadcast, we're going to look at the role foreign jihadists are playing in Syria right now. I'm not defending radical jihadists, nor am I naive to their intentions or beliefs. But what I am focusing on tonight is sitting members of Congress, people in important positions of power who are pointing fingers at individuals working in the government, making allegations or spreading innuendo about them without any direct evidence. They're dragging people's names and reputations through the mud. These are the five members of Congress who we're talking about: Michelle Bachmann, Trent Franks, Louie Gohmert, Thomas Rooney, and Lynn Westmoreland. And over the weekend, they got a new and powerful ally, it seems, Newt Gingrich. In an op-ed written for Politico, he refers to Congresswoman Bachmann and the others as the National Security Five. He blames American elites for being blinded by political correctness to the threat. The level of self-deception necessary to misunderstand the Muslim Brotherhood, Newt Gingrich writes, verges on a psychosis. He goes on, the National Security Five are doing their duty in asking difficult questions designed to make America safer. Asking the difficult questions, he says. Now, remember that phrase. He says that critics of the five represent, in his words, the kind of willful blindness that puts America at risk. Keeping them honest, though, we think you deserve a look at the people they've been targeting and the tactics they've been using. Now, they've named these two in letters asking federal inspectors general to investigate Muslim Brotherhood infiltration. On the left is a man named Mohammed El-Biari, a member of President Obama's Homeland Security Advisory Council. On the right is Huma Abedin, a top aide to Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. Now, we learned late last week that both have received threats since being named. Now, some top Republicans have risen to Ms. Abedin's defense.
These allegations about Huma Abedin and the report from which they are drawn are nothing less than an unwarranted and unfounded attack on an honorable citizen, a dedicated American, and a loyal public servant.
Now, the Bachmann Five cite a website that claims to connect Ms. Abedin to the Muslim Brotherhood in the following very convoluted way. Through an organization her late father started decades ago, which allegedly had the support of another guy who had another organization that might have had the support of another organization, the Muslim Brotherhood. The website also makes allegations against her brother and mother. Now, as a top aide to the Secretary of State, Ms. Abedin has a security clearance and as such has undergone extensive background checks. Mr. El-Biari was extensively investigated and cleared by Homeland Security officials when the allegations against him first surfaced months ago. Now, last fall, the FBI gave El-Biari an award for, quote, his extraordinary contributions to specific cases in support of the FBI's counterterrorism mission. And Homeland Security denies any Muslim Brotherhood penetration of their department.
We have looked into it. The FBI looked into it. We have found no credible evidence that such infiltration is going on.
Again, neither Congresswoman Bachmann nor her four colleagues have actually provided credible evidence, just insinuations. Today, all five again refused to come on this program and back up their allegations. We've asked them five times, and each time they've all refused. Instead of evidence, what they keep saying is that they're not really making allegations at all, just asking questions. Remember, Newt Gingrich also said so in his Politico piece and said so again today.
I think all they asked for was an investigation. Who's offering this advice to Secretary Clinton? I think it's totally legitimate to ask that question.
See, no one's alleging anything, only asking questions. Here's Mitt Romney's advisor, John Bolton.
What I think these members of Congress have done is simply raise the question.
Just raising questions. When asked by CBS's Charlie Rose on Friday whether he thought Congresswoman Bachmann was out of line, House Majority Leader Eric Cantor said no.
If you read some of the reports that have covered this story, I think that her concern was about the security of the country.